Unfortunately, because of really horribly insufficient funding, WFP is being forced to reduce the size of food rations for about 500,000 refugees who are living in the Dadaab and Kakuma camps in northern Kenya. It's a 30% reduction in the number of kilocalories that they receive every day. We do hope that it's temporary. We're working very hard to try to mobilize the resources that we need. But we do have a shortfall of nearly $40 million.
How serious is this situation?
Well, it's extremely serious in that we would be basically running out of food in August if we did not reduce the ration sizes now. So we're doing that to try to stretch our limited supplies further while we work to try to mobilize more resources. The most serious worries are for the refugees themselves, who are in a position where they may have to skip meals or eat smaller meals or borrow in order to be able to meet their daily needs.
How does this affect people on a health and on a psychological level?
Certainly the refugees, we've spoken to them about this, and they are very anxious about the situation, understandably so. They have fled horrifying situations, unstable, insecure conflicts at home. One of the things that they thought that they were coming to was safety and stability and the knowledge that they would be able to get enough to eat. It will be very troubling, very destabilizing for the refugee population to not know for sure that we're going to be able to meet their needs, which is why we're trying to reassure them that we're working as hard as we can to make this, you know, as temporary as possible and to try to get back to full rations as quickly as we can.
And how much do food distributions cost, for example, on a weekly basis?
It costs us about just under $10 million per month to meet the food needs of the roughly 500,000 refugees. That comes out to about $19 per refugee per month. So it's not a lot for one person, but when you add it up, it's a significant amount of money. It's a major sort of financial commitment for the international community and a logistical undertaking for us. So we do hope that the donors will realize the seriousness of the situation and will continue supporting the refugees' food needs in Kenya as they have for so long.
Are the refugees in Kenya becoming one of the world's forgotten crises?
It may well be fair to call it that, yes. I mean, it was just a few years ago that the world's attention was riveted here because of the regional drought and food crisis that led to famine conditions in Somalia. Today, there are a lot of competing humanitarian catastrophes around the world. We don't want to put the needs of one hungry person against another. That person is a person and they deserve support. Really, the situation for a lot of these refugees is very fragile. Many fled South Sudan very recently. They fled Somalia during the drought crisis. They have suffered malnutrition and a lot of trauma. And I think it's particularly important that the international community sends them a message that we haven't forgotten them and that we are committed to continuing to meet their basic needs, their very, very basic